American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. House Speaker Mike Johnson made remarks at Columbia University today on the anti-Israeli and anti-Semitic protests. He called for the resignation of University President Manoush Shafiq.
We're here today at one of America's preeminent academic institutions on a very important day. And today I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students, this simple truth: neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone.
At one point during his remarks, when chants began, he said to enjoy your free speech. And the University of Texas was also the site of anti-Israeli protests today. Fox's William Longines reports.
We do know that the administration, the dean of students, as well as the Division of Student Affairs, told this group, Students for Solidarity of Palestine, do not do this. Mm-hmm. If you do, there will be arrests and discipline, possibly suspension. So State DPS was brought in some pretty heavily armed officers to clear out the maybe 200, 300 students who gathered right in front of the UT Tower. And we believe that there have been 2 to 4 arrests so far, and it appears that they are clearing them out.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wrote on X that the protesters belong in jail and that anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in Texas, period. DPS troopers were present with some in riot gear. Mounted patrol was also present. Protests also took place at the University of Southern California. The Supreme Court heard a case today challenging Idaho's near-total ban on abortions. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden is not giving up on protecting women's reproductive rights.
The administration is going to continue certainly to defend women's ability to access emergency care that they need.
The Idaho law allows for abortions in the case where the mother's life is threatened. Former President Trump says if he's elected, he will not sign a federal ban on abortion. President Biden has been taking some shots at his alleged Catholic faith from some within the church. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
President Joe Biden wears his Catholic faith on his sleeve when he thinks there are votes to be had, while at the same time flaunting support for abortion and aberrant sexuality when that serves his purpose. The double-mindedness has not escaped the notice of a few leaders in the Catholic Church, including Washington, D.C. Cardinal Wilton Gregory, who had this to say over the weekend on Meet the Press.
Like a number of Catholics, he picks and chooses dimensions of the faith to highlight while ignoring or even contradicting other parts.
Gregory has a somewhat disparaging name for how Biden is treating his faith.
There is a phrase that we have used in the past, a cafeteria Catholic. You choose that which is attractive and dismiss that which is challenging.
But the church has stopped short of denying the president communion over his endorsement of what they consider to be mortal sin. At a talk in his Saginaw, Michigan diocese, Bishop Robert Gruss did not address the communion issue, but he still didn't pull any punches when talking about the duplicity of the president.
I don't have any anger toward the president. I feel sorry for him. Right? I'm not angry at him. He's just stupid.
And of course, he means stupid in the best possible sense.
It's not stupidity in a derogatory way. It's just stupidity in the sense of he doesn't know. And so he does things. He doesn't understand the Catholic faith.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
More than a quarter of U.S. adults over the age of 50 say they expect to never retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income, an AARP survey finds. About 1 in 4 have no retirement savings, according to research released today by the organization that shows how a graying America is concerned more and more about how to make ends meet, even as economists and policymakers say the U.S. economy has all but achieved a soft landing after 2 years of record inflation. And that'll do it for news now. We do appreciate your listening. Find more news online at AFN.net. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.